the beginning of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, if somebody brings a get and did a sayan, then he says, before the next time, he can't marry the guy's wife. He can't marry that woman. So the Gemara times him and did a sayan, the length of something else. It's only if he brings a get from did a sayan because we're lying to him. Have a marriage to show the law, like a sumkinan. A marriage to show, we know the law of him, he brings the get, and we don't require him to say anything. He says this thing. I got made to have a like a sumkinan. By mace, we don't only rely on him. The eighth of Amabai should I come into the, including the Eidecha that testified that the woman's husband died. We rely on the fact that a woman will investigate before she gets married. It's only like you says this thing. That the Gemara has some like a lamisa, over there, when the guy says mace, it's only his word that triggers the issue that I come into it. Okay, Kiksaba. The guy brings a gift marriage to show all the mice, so we have a document that's signed by two ladies. It's not like it says, not being given the visa, Kiksaba Machiach. It says, well, five women are not believed to say that a woman's husband died, because we're afraid they would lie to mess her up. But those five women are believed to bring a gift. Why aren't we afraid they're going to mess her up? The answer is, there's a get. There's a document here that we rely on. May Saraksa or Agnula uses this type. Who do you know uses this type? Even though the guy says, I killed him, the Tanakhama seems to say we permit her to marry somebody else. So I'm going to get to pledge your money line Z. Who are you with Sarah Bullock? I'm going to send you the Russia. What are you with Sarah Bullock? I'm going to send you the Russia. The person says, the person did a homosexual act with me willingly. He's not believed because he's a Russia. So the guy says, I killed him. He's a Russia. Are you going to tell me that we allow a Russia to testify about a decision? Remember, the Nasha got him to the Ram Kushali and the Nasha got him to the Karakopala decision. The Nasha said that a biblical Gazlan is possible. A Russia is possible for a decision. Here we're relying on a Russia, a murderer, a self admitted murderer. To the woman to get married. Name Rav Menashe, I'm a Rav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Menashe is passing away to Yehuda. It's just acted by a rascal. We don't believe him. Rav Menashe, I know the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. No, I agree to the Rabbanon. I'm a Rabbanon. I'll give you the Rabbanon who argues in Rav Yosef. I'm a Rabbanon. I'm a Rabbanon. We don't hear the word I killed. We hear the word he's dead. Was killed. We don't hear I. And therefore, he's believed, and he's not a Russia. So therefore, I can trust his testimony. That's the more liberal case than Amar Rav Yehuda. So if that's the case, then the Yisrael who said he is a Russia must pass to Amar Yehuda. But the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda no Amar Rav Yehuda Rabbanon. Shani ain't this issue that Kilo Bar Rabbanon. The Yisrael says no, we don't agree with Menashe. Rabbanon don't agree that an Yisrael said a Russia is possible for Yisrael. That's Amar Rav Yehuda. So each man the Amar is saying that the other man the Amar holds Amar Rav Yehuda. The two can't coexist in the Rabbanon. Rabbanon is saying, we're trusting a guy to say, I killed him to let the woman get married. You have two choices. Either they hold the Russia's kosher, or they hold we don't believe in the Russia. One of the two. If you hold the Rabbi Yaisa that you believe in the Russia, then you have to say Russia's kosher. If you hold the Rabbi Yaisa that the Russia's not kosher, then you have to say you don't believe in the Russia. You can't learn Rabbanon with both Rabbi Yaisa and Rabbi Yaisa. Rabbi Yaisa will say Rabbanon argued Rabbi Yaisa, and Rabbi Yaisa will say Rabbanon argued Rabbi Yaisa. Why is he less of a Russia when he says he killed him together with others? I'm Rav Yehuda by my knees here, Hargav. He doesn't say he would kill him. He just said I was there. I didn't think I could learn that way. I'm going to learn Rav Yehuda by some of the Lechot Shias of Harag in Jesus' kibbutz, yeah? He was being taken out to be killed. In Jesus' section, what is he trying to put in Jesus? Crossing the foot, you have Amelam Kuamu relationship, Shimon McLean, and he arrived to Vaila Bakhnisas in the wood. I killed her husband on the way into the wood. Amelam Bakhnisas in the wood. When he was into the wood, the theist said, so we see, we believe the guy to say he killed him. Amelam, so you to respond to Shamrayim. Right, my knee, he's Jim Hargov. Right? He said, I was there. Again, so we're proving that that's Chakmar renewal means I was there and then you to believe the practice of Marvel listening study. Let me just say, practice Marvel listening study said he was a robber, right? He indicated he was involved in murder. Something he was caught by being together with the robbers. Practice Gemara, well, yes, it was a hurricane. They wouldn't kill a guy for that. Something more, yes, they would. They didn't have to come to my diet because they don't care. Well, they kill anybody that's around. Yes.
we saying that we tied him for no when he knew like that?
Yes, exactly. You got that. Yes. I knew me. I was there when they killed him. That's what the way we're translating the words I knew. That's how the Gemara saying means. Yeah, you'll have to write a letter to Rabbeinu Rav Ashi.
Because we're trying to explain the difference.
Yeah, you just said it. You remember what she's saying? It's all the concern. Beautiful. Baldwin, Rabbi Cohen, you're being Muhammad or Amisa Shalfira. Why they don't learn it that way? Right. That's what the Mishnah means by her new. I'm not saying this.
He said,
I need Isi Marco. When the Mishnah says I was new, the Mishnah means to say, the guy said, I need Isi Marco. We're typing the word in the Mishnah that way. What does the Mishnah mean by the word Harig Nu? No, he said, I need Isi Marco. The Mishnah said, he says, Harig Nu, the Mishnah means to say, he said, I need Isi Marco. He said it, but the Mishnah's not being changed. The Mishnah says, Harig Nu. We're not changing the words of the Mishnah. We're changing the interpretation of the words in the Mishnah. That he's saying, I need Isi Marco. I'm not arguing with Rav Shaul with Archvo. Doesn't the Mishnah mean? I'm telling you, the Mishnah means, Harignu means, that the guy said, we killed them, I was there when they killed them. We killed them means, like, we won the pennant. Who's we? You played? You had anything to do with it? You got something from it? We won. Heard that you were there. You're part of it. It's a chalet.
Continued money or will be us.
And she liked. A woman with a neder means he refused to. He couldn't find a Pesach. Finally, she ended up afraid he did it for ulterior motives. Me and she called to the front of he's part of a Pesach. You said a special Pesach because we're not afraid he did it for ulterior motive. Talk to you tomorrow. I see what you said, but if he mocks her to stay married, he can marry her. I'm not asking if he's a child, he must be mocked. It's one. One can be mocked. He's one of three. We're not going to him. But now we learn being a child to the front of his hand and place your bed. But tomorrow, I'm a child. Of a tray life, but if it will only be two, you would accuse that one of them is doing it for an ulterior motive. Why? My blood is not Adam Achsum Asadameka. Adam will sign in a bill of sale, or Haviat Isha. The question was from Ludavar said, they allowed the eight to marry the woman. We don't say that the guy didn't sign it honestly, that it was a forgery. Sorry, that he did it without the agreement of the husband. We say it was an honest get, because it's one of two, right? So one of two is enough, so why did the Mishnah have to say one of three? Now the Gemara, you go for Kabbalah, who can mother the name of the Mishnah and Kabbalah the Gemara. You're right. Two would have been enough. But the life that's true, you need three, which is my point, because it's later on in the text of development. Our Mishnah is telling you need three. The Gemara will cut us from our Shiite. In these cases, maybe get, do we break up the marriage if the guy didn't marry her, which is against our will? We don't break up a marriage because he's reinforcing a room. So Rashi says, there, since the husband divorced her, it's obscene. And Taita says, it's obscene. The husband divorced her because of the rumor to let him stay married to her is worse than any other rumor. That's what Rashi says. And Taita says, because by the case of Ajazish, if it's true, he's not allowed to be married to her. In the other cases, even if the rumor is true, legally, he's still allowed to be married to her. It's not nice, but it's not illegal. Look to Mr. Baxter. Again, I don't know what you mean. Don't do them. We don't like lagom. We like to not do lagom.
But he did it. Did
he? Did he stay married to her? No, he violates the lagom every time he lives with her.
That's
absolutely not. Every time he lives with her, he's never allowed. He's ever allowed every time he lives with her.
Okay.
He was the Rabbanon of not marrying her. Not the Rabbanon of Israel living with her. They didn't ask her every year, they asked her the act of marriage. Who says that they that it asked her afterward? It's a love. The man called Tase is a love. No, Christ called Tase is a Rabbanon. To marry the Chalutza herself?
He's allowed to.
It's a lav.
What is
going on? No. Even Shabbat was a Shabbat. That's a lav. We had it at one. That's the days I believe it was. A Chayit Chalutza says that it's not that. No, a Kayan marrying a Chalutza is an Ethnos. I thought you meant that the other married his Chalutza. You didn't say who married the Chalutza. Want to know when we break up the marriage of the Chalutza? It seems to be what, yeah. Depends what the Rabbanan answered. Sometimes they answer the act of getting married, and sometimes they answer the act of living with them. So, Mr. Knight. Yeah, right, that's a suffix, so we were prompted by something. You would take up the marriage. Because sometimes you're up under the act, after the act of living with her, and sometimes not. I just didn't understand. I'm sorry. The Kulam Zayim Lambashi is nice and Mutarish Lambashi with us. If the people that Chacham are maybe get at his own wife, and then they die, he's allowed to marry the person that he was not her, or made the husband divorce her. Kulam Shadishu Lacharim in his Garshu, when the woman got married to somebody else, they got divorced, which is a problem with the Garshu. Person's name of Achayim, and they're all looking to marry the relatives of that age or chacham. If you had his garish wife, Mashma only if the wife dies, if he divorced his wife, we wouldn't let him marry the one we're afraid of an ulterior motive. I have a Tanya Bill in this garish. Oh my gosh, what happened? What happened? He was fighting with his wife already, so then we say it's nothing to do with the ulterior motive. If he wasn't fighting with his wife, and all of a sudden he divorced her in a clear blue, then we're afraid it's an ulterior motive. You guys say, Mohammed, boy, having come to they weren't fighting. Boy, gosh, I'm arguing, who was the healer? The question is, who started the fight? If he started the fight, it's an ulterior motive. And she gets started the fight, and then we say, it's not because of an ulterior motive. The Kulam Shinitsu. Sometimes, Chmisam, Yisra, the Gerish, and the Gerish, the way Rashi learns. We think that if she got divorced, meaning she got divorced from this husband and then the next one, or died to go. It's Muslim, everyone's even like a Rebbe. I mean, you can Rebbe, I'm going to say, Zimni Adachadok, a Rebbe says, two marriages that end in divorce, going to Rashi, before in death. He's not allowed to marry a third lady. A person, so how can he marry her? As a Gemara, believe me, it's a Gerish, and a Gerish, and a Gerish, and like that. Meaning if she got divorced from the first, she got married the widow from the second, and vice versa. Kulam Mukaris of Zayim Elachayim. Pepsi, you are a nice number of the Yishas of Yimab and Bito. One is accused of an illicit relationship with a woman is not allowed to marry her mother or daughter. Here, the guy is accused of an illicit relationship from a ulterior motive, and we say his son can marry her, his brother can marry her. That's the Gemara, because not only are they speaking to the husband, Gavrila speaking. Because relatives, women spend time with their female relatives, and therefore will come into contact with her. Whereas sons don't bring their wives to dad. Or brothers don't bring their wives to the brother. The men don't visit men as much as women visit women. The wife won't mind if he has an illicit relationship with her relative, even though it's an Arab, but it doesn't affect her. If a guy marries a woman and then lives with a woman's sister, the woman is still looking at her husband. So, my husband wants to mess around, he wants to sell his own hammer. That's his problem, not getting involved. However, if a son marries a woman and his father messes around with her, he's going to ask her to her husband. Come the other, they keep an eye on their wife not to have a relationship with their relative. Yabi Abu Nabi, so why did Krishna say only marry sons and the brothers? According to this, even a father. You think that the father's son has respect. Not to mess around with his father's wife. I would like to live as a son of a name alone. And if somewhere that's not there, maybe son shouldn't marry her. Come on, that two people keep an eye on their wives. and make sure that they're not having a relationship with anybody because it answers their wife or them. But we're talking about the son, the father marrying the woman that his son is accused of having a relationship with. Yeah, but he's marrying this woman, right? Eric says, where we think that the son would have that much respect, but maybe by his own son he wouldn't. Had no limitations to love, no limitations to love, no limitations to love. I just want to point out that, and then I have a small regret that I'm going to say this. The third, the fifth parish of your mama, it's quite the hardest part of your mama. Once you do the fifth parish, your mama doesn't need them as that. Fourth is easy, except for one block maybe. And the third parish is the first half is hard, the second half is easy. The fifth parish is the hardest. Once we're past the fifth parish, your mama is easy sailing. Not as hard as the third or the fifth. The difficulty of the first marriage was getting the cases straight. Here, the difficulty the third and the fifth is a little bit more complicated. Dr. Mishnah Baitim. But as we saw today, was yesterday we're coming to the Sula, we told that's a good couple. I'm always asked Achim Shnaim Shayach, his four brothers. Two of them married the two sisters of Beit HaMikdash. Mishnah, they died. Hero Chotzes went to Gemli, they get Kalitza and not Ebel. Why did the bar walk with two shots of either because you had Zika or we were afraid the third brother might die? When Cosmo becomes a Yazil, and they get married, we break up the marriage and not the same time. Plus, I'm going to show them any kind of dilemma to you. This happened from a surrender to Terebah. If one of the sisters happens to be the mother-in-law of one of the surviving brothers, I'll say, well, we'll get back later because it's not a place of the cousin. That's the again, you have to say it. But the second one came with both because they're both suckers to him. There's only a law or a rabbinic. He cannot do evil because both are talking to him biblically. I used to ask him, Levi's mother-in-law is Reuben's wife, and Shimon's mother, and Yehuda's mother-in-law is Shimon's wife. So I sure was able to ask them, I sure was able to ask them, this is what we meant when we said that sometimes you can have two sisters to follow Yibum, and Yibum is allowed because each one is opted to one of the brothers as an Arab. Dr. Gemara Shmami, what? They never became ducky to the other one, correct? Dr. Gemara Shmami, the Yezika, the Tana Mishrei Bati Kachi, they come from two different houses. Highly Abu Khadab, highly Abu Khadab, one do Yibum to one and one do Yibum to the other. Dr. Gemara Lai Mamulach Ezik. No. We're afraid that Yehuda might die. While Levi does Yibum, Yehuda will die. And Shimon's wife won't get Yibum or Chalitza. Practically, we don't need a fourth brother. Doesn't say two sisters following Levi. We don't let him pick one because he's the bottom of his Yibum. We don't need four brothers. Samara, let me buy a company. You're right. Let's take a big one. Let me buy a company. The bottom of the Yibum. Therefore, he does it. He's for sure being the bottom of the Yibum. Abu Talib, Mishla Chashidan, with four brothers, it's assuming that maybe one will die. Maybe we're not conscious from these. From Hashem alone, that we are conscious from these. Why don't we have a case of five brothers and don't let Levi do Yibum? Because maybe Yehuda and Yitzhak will both die. And that ends up being enough to be there between the two cousins. If you hold Yezika, I don't care how many brothers there are. They're all outside the two cousins. But if you hold Enzika, it's only a fear that somebody will die. It's only a fear when one will die. If there's more brothers around, we don't have to be afraid that more than one will die. How long will it be? Because we give them. Maybe because we give them to one, and your family can leave them to the other. So we're afraid of. Yehuda might die, and so Yitzhak left. Not afraid the two brothers will die. Whereas if you hold Yezika, Sarah Christ is a cousin. I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi. Shalish Achir, Shalom, 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 the Gemara has them called A, B, and C, or Allah, Bez, and Yimam. Zechayla's Lachas, Ruben gives Chalitza to one. The Zechayla's Lachas, the Shimon gives Chalitza to the other. And so I speak a chalitza mishneyam because it's called a chalitza psulam, because a chalitza you can't get married, you can't do yibum to rabbinically, the chalitza becomes a weaker chalitza, and therefore does not potter her around all the brothers. That means you must hold Yazika because if Ein Zika, it wouldn't be strong enough that Chalitza Shilu can't remove it. Because of Yazika, we need a stronger Chalitza. That's true. Chalitza Shilu Tarakhla after Chalitza is only a Kamaitan Ami. So why can't Ruben do Chalitza to the first? She's talking to both. Yazika. Can't be the out. And it shouldn't work. Because he can't do the evil. And not because of a side issue. Not because we're afraid somebody will die. He can't do evil because it's the strength of Zika. And therefore, since the strength of Zika is there, as a chayt zikukatai, or a chayt chalutatai, but she's strength, she is bound to him strongly, we need a stronger chalita to remove that. Practically, Kamai Tsunami. So why can't Ruben do Kalita to the first? She's talking to both. As far as long as we died, and now Ruben does Kalita to one, and shifts Kalita to the other, and both Kalita to the third. That's what we're thinking now in the Havali. It doesn't have to be the same moment. It means die before any Kalita was done. That's the Gemara, Yachid Kamai Tsunami, and for the Gemara. They all died at the same time, you're right. That's the reason the Navu would have a zoo. They died contextually. Not for Chaza, Chalut for Ruben. Not for Idach, Chalut for Shiva. Because each case they could have done evil. Not for Idach, Chalut for High Master. Because they're Chalut for High Master. Back to Jamar Bamarabe, because if you hold Ein Zika, it's not such a strong thing that Chalit of Sula shouldn't be able to remove it. But the Jamar was different, right? But yes, Zika, come on. He's only saying it according to the Mandamar, yes, Zika. Move over after the Shmuel. Shmuel does not hold the Chalitza Ksula. Cannot remove it. He says once because Shmuel is going in the Madame Enzika. There's no Magoika. Rab is going in the Madame Yazika. Shmuel is going in the Magoika Enzika. He's going in the Madame Enzika. Which is interesting because Rab holds Enzika, Shmuel holds Yazika. And they're all going in the other Madame. What? No, he can't be Miyabler. Chalitza Chalutza. The third one is Achayt Chalutzatza. He gave Chalitza to Ruben's wife. Ruben gave Chalitza to A's wife. And Shimon gave Chalitza to B's wife. And Levi died. Now, there's no Levi. The third brother died again. According to this case, A, B, and C died, and left over three sisters. Two, Ruben and Shimon. He just says that Zeke is weak, and therefore Chalitza Ksula can do it. Correct. Correct. The Gemara of Ibn Shmuel and the Shmuel of Chalitza Malgadish. He doesn't hold the Chalitza Ksula needing both, but he holds you have to give your best Chalitza. If you don't give your best, right, so that you're not Yaitza Chalitza. Now, what's bothering us now is the second one. We had Ruben giving Chalitza to the first. And Shmuel said, Ruben can give Chalitza to all three. So he gave Chalitza to Aces Ruben, Aces A, that doesn't bother us. He gives Chalitza to the third one, that doesn't bother us either. Because Shmuel holds Chalitza to the work. But the question is the second one. You had an option of Shimon doing it. You had an option of Shimon giving Chalitza, which would have been a stronger Chalitza. And you're letting Ruben give Chalitza to the second one's wife. Again, the sign of life clear. A died. Ruben gave Chalitza. Perfect Chalitza. So if the Yav Mary gave Chalitza. B died. Now, it's a life clear. Shmuel says, I don't care. Ruben can give Chalitza. I don't care if Chalitza Sula doesn't bother me. Fine. I don't care if Chalitza Sula doesn't bother you. But you had a stronger option available, and Shmuel holds whenever you have a stronger option available, you must use your strongest option. Something about Amir Shmuel, Kalif Achyas, like if two tzaras, like if you have two brothers leaving two sisters and a co-wife, you have to give Chalitza to the co-wife who's less other than the wife, than the sister. Two sisters fell with co-wife. And so, to one Yavam. the Yafia Balitza, he can bring Yidur to the sister or do it to the co-wife, do it to the co-wife. Because even though she can't do Yidur to her, but she's a step removed. That's how the Gemara can explain it at the end. It's his brother's wife. There's two sisters, and each has a co-wife. He's going to have to give Chalitza to both families. There's no other brother here. It's his brother's wife. But there's two sisters waiting for him. Two brothers died that were married to two sisters. There's only one Yama. So we make him give it to the sisters because that's the stronger one. I mean, Shmuel's insisting on the strongest Yibum to the Tzara. Shmuel never meant that the second one can get Chalitza from Reuben. He meant one and three. But the middle one has to get Chalitza from the second one. We don't call her middle one. And get Chalitza from Shimon. That's the Gemara Kulam Kamar. That's the Gemara. Even the Reuben Gamay, Tzara Le Kulam, the Rebbe Zer, we call it Kulam. Everybody should have a wonderful day.